Okay, it's being recorded now, and I'll share it on Facebook here. Okay. This will take about 2 minutes.
Yes. Wait, I just
This is my breakfast and lunch here. Cheese. A piece of cheese.
Detmar ist jetzt. Ich kann nicht zu meiner Cardboard hin. Danke dir. Wenn ich dann wieder rede, dann kannst du eh wieder weitermachen. Danke dir. Ciao. So, you're ready?
Yes, let's start now. Jetzt, ja. Danke schön.
Okay.
Radio Soul aktiv, die Sendung zum Mitmachen mit Gerhard Pellegrini.
Aha, wunderbaren Abend. Schön, dass Sie dabei sind, meine Damen und Herren. Hier ist Radio Soul, Gerhard Pellegrini am Mikrofon. Und heute ist die ganz spezielle Sendung Ted Ma aus Amerika. Wir haben eine Zoom-Leitung gelegt nach Seattle. Ted Ma's Out of This World Radio Show. Die gibt es jetzt montags auf Radio Soul um diese Uhrzeit. Und man könnte Out of This World Radio Show eigentlich übersetzen als die abgefahrene Radioshow. Sie müssen wissen, Ted Ma, er ist ein besonderer Mensch, der zwischen, ja, nicht nur zwischen, sondern auf zwei verschiedenen Welten lebt. In unserer 3D-Welt und auch in der fünften Dimension ist er zu Hause. Und er hat immer unglaubliche Gäste und auch interessante Einsichten hier auf Radio Soul, die er uns mitbringt. Mit dabei auch im Boot Saskia Voigtländer. Sie ist aus Deutschland und sie übersetzt Ted Ma aus dem Englischen ins Deutsche. Ich begrüße euch alle recht herzlich. Hi!
Guten Mittag, Gerhard and Saskia and Dr. Merritt. My translator said she's having some internet problems, but I'm going to get help for her now.
Okay, du hast gesagt, guten Nachmittag, Ted.
Thank you, Gerhard.
Time at your time zone.
Thank you. Whatever time zone we are.
it's okay. We have here 9 p.m. Okay, and you about noon or like this? What's your time?
Yeah, it's just after 12 noon now.
Okay, mm-hmm. Wonderful. So I'm looking forward to the show, and you brought some guests. I really appreciate this. Wir werden warten, bis die Saskia wieder im Zoom-Call drin ist und übersetzen kann. Und ja, in der Zwischenzeit könnten wir mal deine Signation spielen. The Water Song. Das wär's doch, oder? Spielen wir das?
Ja.
Okay, dann machen wir das jetzt. Hier kommt The Water Song, Out of This World Radio Signation. Und gleich geht's weiter. Ah, ich sehe schon, die Saskia ist auch wieder da. Freue mich schon auf die nächsten 2 Stunden hier auf Radio Soul. Ich grüße alle Hörerinnen und Hörer hier auf 105,1 MHz und auf DAB Plus in Österreich und auf www.radiosoul.eu international.
Hikaru hoshi aoi chikyu wa mizu no hoshi
hikari no kawa o koete Milky Way どこから来てどこへ行くの
Das war sie, Designation, Out of This World Radio. All we need is love, das ist der Purpose, das ist der Sinn dieser Radioshow. Ted Martens erzählt, er möchte aus dieser Welt einen besseren Ort machen, to make the world a better place. That's the purpose of his show. And welcome, Ted, now.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Gerhard, so much. Do we have Saskia online, by the way? Is she there?
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Saskia. I've asked the letter before R to provide help right now. He said he is working on it. So your connection should be restored. Well, keep going anyway. Well, Dr. Merritt, thank you so much for coming on my show today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much. I have to tell you a little bit of karma there.
Okay.
Your show played a Japanese song just now. Mm-hmm. It was sung by somebody that didn't write the song, but I speak some Japanese and I lived in Japan when that came out by Matsuyama Chiharu. And
really?
I love that song. I just think that's hysterical that who in the world would ever play that?
Well, Saskia, übersetzt das, Saskia.
Ja, wir haben heute Dr. Lee Merritt hier und sie hat dieses Lied, was jetzt gespielt wurde, unser Wassersong, das ist erschienen, als sie damals in Japan war. Also so ist manchmal die Verbindung. Sehr schön.
Well, Dr. Merritt, I'm actually I work closely with the Emoto office in Tokyo, and I also distribute children's books worldwide.
Wow.
We have a nonprofit here that does that, and I love that song. It's great. I play it on every show. And have you ever listened to the lyrics are beautiful. I don't have them with me, but they're very beautiful, and I prefer the Japanese version instead of the English version because that's actually, I think it's more beautiful with the Japanese language than the English one. But yeah,
he has another Silver Rain. You should check out Silver Rain.
Okay. Thank you.
No, I'm okay.
All right. I'll write it down in one of my 15 or 20 notebooks I have here. I have notebooks everywhere. Well, let me give some introductions first. This is Out of This World Radio today with your host, Ted Marr. We're broadcasting today from Radio Soul International in Vienna, Austria.
Ja, hallo, das ist Ted Marr mit seiner Radioshow Out of This World über Radio Soul in Wien ausgestrahlt.
Yeah, thank you. And we have some wonderful people with me today, including Dr. Lee Merritt, a wonderful doctor from Omaha, Nebraska.
Und heute haben wir Dr. Lee Merritt von Omaha, Nebraska bei uns.
Mm-hmm. And of course, my good friend Saskia Footlander is doing the translation today, and I'm so happy you're here.
Ja, meine Wenigkeit als Übersetzer.
And Gerhard. Gerhard's my production manager, and it's so nice to have, I love all his help. I couldn't do
it. Hey, that's me.
Ja, wunderbarer Gerhard, der dieses Show produziert. Vielen Dank.
I want to thank everyone so much for all their beautiful love and support, making Out of This World Radio one of the fastest growing spiritual and metaphysical radio shows in the world.
Ja, Ted möchte allen Zuhörern danken für ihre Spenden, für ihre Teilnahme und dafür, dass eben diese Radioshow eine sehr stark wachsende Gemeinschaft findet, immer größer wird.
We'll be talking to Dr. Merritt in just a few minutes. But the purpose of this show is to make this world a much better and happier place.
Wir werden gleich mit Dr. Lee Merritt sprechen. Der Sinn dieser Show ist es, aus dieser Welt eine noch schönere zu machen.
My shows are completely supported by donations. And if you'd like to donate, it's a non-profit program. Please go to my website at outofthisworldradio.net.
Diese Show ist eine Non-Profit-Show, das heißt, sie wird basiert auf Spendengeldern. Wer gern unterstützen möchte, der kann dies tun auf der Seite outofthisworldradio.net.
Okay, gut, danke. I also broadcast in San Francisco on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 12 noon and 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific time.
Ted hat auch eine Radioshow in San Francisco, immer samstags von 10 bis 12 Zeit dort und von 3 bis 4 Pacific Time, 3 to 4 Pacific Time.
Yes, yeah, that's right. That's right. Okay. And the afternoon show is in Spanish and English.
Und die Nachmittagsshow, die ist in Spanisch und Englisch.
Briefly, I'll be going to all the information for broadcasting on my website at outofthisworldradio.net.
Ich werde kurz über meine Radioshows informieren auf meiner Radioseite, auf meiner Webseite outofthisworldradio.net.
I'll be going back to Peru this September, from September and October.
Ich gehe nach Peru dieses Jahr von September bis Oktober.
And also we'll be going to Bolivia to see visit Stargates there.
Und ich gehe auch nach Bolivien, um dort Sternentore zu besuchen.
And when I was there a year ago in Peru, we went to a Stargate at Lake Titicaca.
Und als ich letztes Jahr dort war, dann wurden wir zu einem Sternentor geführt im Bolivien Titicacasee.
And we were greeted by a whole chorus of children from Agartha and the Hollow Earth who were singing to us.
Und wir wurden begrüßt von einem ganzen Chor von Kindern aus Agartha, die für uns gesungen haben.
And this may sound out of this world, but it's true. The rock started turning into jello. We get translucent. We could see through it into Agartha when we were there.
Und das scheint wirklich wie out of this world so zu klingen. Aber dieser Stein, wo sie waren, der wurde durchsichtig. Und man konnte durchschauen und sozusagen in diese andere Dimension hineinblicken.
We've been invited to Agartha on my next trip. So people who are coming will have the opportunity, if their vibrations are high enough, to go into the hollow earth.
Für unseren nächsten Ausflug nach Bolivien sind wir eingeladen worden, Agartha zu betreten. Dafür muss man sich aber in einer hohen Schwingung befinden.
For more information, please go to my website at outofthisworldreadings.com.
Für weitere Informationen wieder hier auf der Webseite auf outofthisworldreadings.com.
And finally, I go to Mount Shasta twice a year.
Und schließlich, ich gehe auch reise zweimal im Jahr nach Mount Shasta.
I'll be going this year at the end of June and at the end of August for a week.
Dieses Jahr werde ich Ende Juni und Ende August für jeweils eine Woche dorthin reisen.
Mount Shasta is an amazing place and we always experience many miracle healings there.
Mount Shasta ist ein wunderbarer Ort und wir erfahren dort immer wundervolle, wundersame Heilungen.
3 years ago, they gave me a new heart when I was there.
Vor 3 Jahren erhielt ich ein neues Herz dort.
And 2 years ago, they restored my eyesight from 20/50 vision to 20/10, crystal clear vision in both eyes.
Und sie haben auch meine Augen sozusagen wieder repariert, von bis hin zu einer ganz glasklaren Sicht heute.
With my own eyes, I've seen people healed with Lyme disease, completely healed within 30 minutes there.
Mit meinen eigenen Augen habe ich gesehen, wie innerhalb von 30 Minuten Menschen geheilt wurden.
And were healed by Telos, by the people of Telos and the Pleiadians who come down and help people.
Und ich wurde geheilt von den Menschen aus Telos und den Plejaden, die dort landen.
If you'd like to go, just visit my website at outofthisworldreadings.com. All the information is there.
Wer gerne kommen möchte, der kann alle Informationen dazu erhalten auf der Webseite www.outofthisworldreadings.com.
And this is the first time I've mentioned this.
Und das ist das erste Mal, dass ich es erwähne.
But I'm in the middle now of I've got several friends together.
Ich habe jetzt mehrere Freunde zusammen.
And we'll be constructing and putting together a spiritual center here on the West Coast.
Und wir werden hier an der Westküste ein spirituelles Zentrum eröffnen.
It'll be probably located at Mount Shasta, although the location is not determined yet.
Es wird wahrscheinlich bei Mount Shasta sein, obwohl der Ort noch nicht ganz festgelegt ist.
We are this close to finalizing everything.
Wow.
Very close.
Ganz davor, alles abzuschließen. Wonderful.
And I hope you can come someday.
Und ich hoffe, ihr könnt kommen.
Also, finally, I'm continuing to raise money for food and clean water for the Hopi Indians in Arizona.
Ich sammle außerdem noch Geld für Nahrungsmittel und Wasser für die Hopi Indianer.
The longevity of men on the Hopi Reservation is only 44 years.
Die Lebenserwartung von Männern der Hopi-Indianer beträgt nur 44 Jahre.
And for women, it's only 54 years.
Und für Frauen sind es nur 54 Jahre.
Part of the problem is that the water supplies on the Hopi Reservation are completely contaminated with poisonous arsenic and radiation, high levels of radiation.
Und ein großes Problem dort ist, dass das Wasser der Hopi-Indianer verseucht ist mit Arsen und Radioaktivität.
So if I was living on the Hopi Reservation now, I'd be dead by now.
Wenn ich dort gelebt hätte, in dem Hopi-Reservat, wäre ich jetzt schon tot.
So we've been raising monies for clean water filters for the Hopi.
Wir sammeln Geld für Wasserfilter für die Hopi.
And so far we've raised over probably close to $40,000.
Und wir haben jetzt fast $30,000 schon zusammen.
This is 100% has gone into water filters for the Hopi.
Und 100% davon geht in die Wasserfilter für die Hopi.
And it's making a huge difference in getting them clean water now.
Und es macht einen großen Unterschied für sie, jetzt auch sauberes Wasser zu erhalten.
It's a total volunteer effort.
Es ist ein totaler volontärer Aufwand.
Yeah. And if you'd like to contribute, just visit my website at outoftheworldreadings.com.
Und wer gern teilnehmen möchte, der kann dies über outoftheworldreadings.com.
.com. There's also been food shortages with the Hopi, so I've been raising money for food for the Hopi as well.
Und ich sammle auch Essen für die Hopi-Indianer. Also auch hier wird Geld gesammelt.
And I want to thank Leon McLaughlin of the Washington Clean Water Foundation.
Und ich möchte Leon McLaughlin.
And Martha Childress of the Natural Choice Network.
Martha Childress.
And Michiko Hayashi has been raising monies in Japan as well with the Moto Peace Project for the Hopi.
Und Michiko Hayashi, die in Japan Geld sammelt für die Wasserfilter.
And we've gotten support from all over the world for this as well. So.
Wir erhalten Unterstützung aus der ganzen Welt.
Finally, I promise I'll shut up soon, Dr. Merritt, so you can talk.
I'm enjoying it.
All right, give me about 2 minutes more. I also, I'm a psychic. I give readings to people, and I have a spiritual mentoring program.
Ich bin ebenfalls Hellseher, gebe Menschen readings, und ich habe auch ein Programm dazu.
And if you'd like to talk to your pet cat.
Und wer gerne mit seiner Katze sprechen möchte.
Or dog, I do animal communications too. Or
ich mache auch Tierkommunikation.
But seriously, if you want to talk to your relatives who passed on, I do that for people all the time.
Wer mit Verstorbenen sprechen möchte, der kann dies ebenfalls tun. Ich mache das die ganze Zeit.
And Dr. Merritt, I'll share this with you. I've been doing a lot of bereavement counseling recently from people dying from the vaccine.
I can believe it.
Yeah. Und Ted macht auch viele Gespräche mit Menschen, die an der Impfung gestorben sind.
Yeah, one day the spirits are alive. They take the vaccine, thinking that it's going to help them. Then they die a couple days. Typically, they die a couple days later, or maybe weeks later, and they're wondering how in the heck did this happen. So we've got a lot of explanations to do about what the agenda is, and everything. So.
Also and, viele sind gesund und denken, sie tun sich was Gutes mit der Impfung und sterben höchstwahrscheinlich dran, dann Wochen später, Monate später und fragen sich, was ist hier eigentlich los? Was steckt dahinter?
Yeah, and finally, next month I'm having my Galactic Wisdom Conference on March 13th and 14th.
Nächsten Monat habe ich meine galaktische Wisdom, also Weisheit-Konferenz. Galaktische Weisheit-Konferenz vom 13. zum 14. März.
All the information is on my website at www.galacticwisdomconference.com.
Alle Informationen sind auf der Webseite galacticwisdomconference.com. Alles in Englisch.
Just $25 for the entire weekend.
Und es kostet nur $25 fürs gesamte Wochenende.
You can listen by Zoom or you can come. There's some places available too if you want.
Ihr könnt über Zoom teilnehmen oder ihr könnt auch direkt hinkommen. Es gibt auch dort Platz.
I think I've talked enough, and I want to bring on Dr. Merritt now.
Wir wollen jetzt mit zu Dr. Lee Merritt übergehen.
Well, thanks for having me.
Oh, it's so good to have you here, Dr. Merritt. You know, it's funny, I wrote up a script with questions for you today, and it's disappeared again. It comes in and it comes out.
Well, if you want, can I say something to start?
Sure. I've got just 3 more hours of announcements to make, and then no, go ahead, please. You're the guest today.
Just because this is something that I didn't say very clearly when we were talking before, but you know, there are good things to say about the what's happening to us. I think that, you know, we should start on a positive note.
Okay.
Out of all sorts of tragedies come good things. And, you know, then I always tell people about, I'm an orthopedic surgeon, and in the Vietnam War, it was a tragedy, but we learned a lot about medicine and about saving people's lives and about restoring their limbs with good prosthetics.
Sure.
I need to translate, but now it's...
Shorten what I said.
Aus allem, also ganz kurz zusammengefasst, aus allem, was ist, auch immer das Positive nehmen. Dr. Lee Merritt ist eine orthopädische Chirurgin. Und aus allem, was passiert, kann man auch immer etwas lernen. Und sie bezog sich jetzt auf den Krieg zum Beispiel. You just mentioned war.
Well, I was saying that this whole COVID virus, the vaccine, the lockdowns are very unpleasant and bad, but there is some good coming out of them.
Also diese ganze Geschichte mit COVID und Impfungen ist etwas, was nicht gut ist, aber es kommt auch trotzdem etwas Positives dabei raus.
I really have awakened because I think we've been living in a false reality for a long time and didn't recognize it. And this has opened it up.
Sure.
Ich bin jetzt wach, denn wir haben alle in einer falschen Realität gelebt und aufgrund dessen, was jetzt passiert ist, bin ich wach geworden und darauf aufmerksam geworden.
When I learned that we'd been lied to for 40 years about treatment of viruses, my head blew open. That's where I started learning about the big lie.
Uh-huh. Als ich lernte, dass wir 40 Jahre lang falsch informiert wurden, wie Viren behandelt werden, das ist das, wo ich sozusagen erwacht bin und bewusst wurde.
A lot of my colleagues in medicine are very bright guys, and they know all the reasons that what we're being told is wrong, but they don't understand the big picture. They keep saying, it doesn't make sense. Why are they telling us this?
Viele Kollegen sehen, dass das etwas nicht stimmt, aber sie haben nicht das gesamte Bild. Sie fragen sich, was ist hier eigentlich, was läuft hier eigentlich falsch?
And it only makes sense what's happening because we're in a purposeful takedown of our humanity, a purposeful attack on us as humans, as free people.
Sure.
Und letztendlich geht es um einen gewollten Untergang von uns Menschen, von uns als Menschheit.
And I'm personally glad to see in Europe people standing up, like in Copenhagen, and I think in Germany, I see these, we never see them in America, people marching in the streets to stop this. And thank goodness for doing that. We're not doing it yet. We need to.
Ich bin sehr dankbar darüber, dass ich sehe, dass in Europa viele Menschen mittlerweile aufstehen, wie zum Beispiel Kopenhagen, aber auch Deutschland, Wien. Wir wissen, dass viele Demonstrationen stattfinden und es ist gut, dass die Menschen sich dafür heute auf die Straße begeben.
And lastly, I'll just say this. You know, why should they hide a great treatment? We know hydroxychloroquine and these other drugs work. Why would they hide it? Because this isn't about our health and welfare. This is about about controlling us.
Right.
Warum verstecken Sie vor uns die wirklichen Möglichkeiten der Heilung, wie das
Hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah, okay.
HQ. You can say HQ.
Yeah. Right. Why are they doing this? Warum tun sie das? Weil es geht hier nicht um unsere Heilung, sondern es geht um was anderes.
That's a very good question, Dr. Merritt, and I'm so glad you asked that.
Ich bin froh, dass sie gestellt wurde.
I had a dinner with a famous scientist last night, a good friend of mine, And he
letzte Nacht ein Abendessen mit einem bekannten Wissenschaftler.
He said he couldn't believe the censorship talking about what's going on right now.
Und er konnte nicht fassen, worüber jetzt gesprochen wird.
Because he says in science you've got to get the information out so people can make an informed decision.
Denn in der Wissenschaft musst du die Informationen alle darlegen, kannst du nicht zensieren, du musst sie alle darlegen, damit man eben einen kompletten Übersicht erhält und Informationen.
And he said to me last night, how can you ever get the truth if you have all this censorship? I mean, why even have science? Mm-hmm. Why bother?
Right.
Wie kann man an die Wahrheit kommen, wenn man es zensiert? Also, wie soll das funktionieren?
And he said that science would never advance under this kind of atmosphere right now of control, censorship.
Und unter Zensur wird Wissenschaft niemals vorankommen.
So you've raised a very important point, you know, and it's like the United States was founded, for heaven's sake, on freedom. Mm-hmm. Freedom of information, among other things.
Die Vereinigten Staaten wurden aufgrund von Freiheit gegründet und von freier Meinung auch.
And so it undercuts our democracy, it undercuts science. And what's the purpose behind this? You know, that's what you have to ask. He was asking that last night. He's a very conservative fellow too, but he sees it very clearly.
Yeah. Also schneidet uns die Demokratie weg, unsere Rechte, unsere Freiheiten. Warum? Warum passiert das?
Yeah, go ahead, Dr. Merritt.
Well, I read a very good article, and it's by a mathematician named James Lindsay.
Mm-hmm.
Ich habe einen Artikel gelesen von James Lindsay, einem Mathematiker, wenn ich es richtig verstanden habe.
And anybody can find this on the internet, but it's a little tough reading because he is a mathematician and he writes like a mathematician.
Man kann es im Internet finden, aber es ist schwierig zu lesen, denn es ist sehr mathematisch.
But it's called Psychopathy and the Origins of Totalitarianism.
Wow, how do I translate that?
Psychopathy is the it means like psycho, it means diseased mind, but psychopathy is a medical term.
Uh-huh. Also,
so psychopathy.
Also etwas psychosisch.
It's like schizophrenia or
okay.
other diseases.
In die Richtung Schizophrenie und so weiter.
Mm-hmm. Basically, the point is that totalitarianism, that total control of people comes about when you're given a false reality. Mm-hmm. And we're living in a false reality that we have to break out of.
Mm-hmm.
Und es geht grundsätzlich um diesen Artikel darum, dass die totale Kontrolle dann entsteht, wenn wir in einer falschen Realität leben. Dort braucht es die totale Kontrolle wahrscheinlich.
And so, for example, our false reality is that the false narrative. People are dying at such a rate and there's no treatment and the only thing we can do is exercise total control on your mobility, right, on what you can do. You have to wear masks and we're going to vaccinate every man, woman and child in the world. Mm-hmm. That's false. That's the false reality they want to give us.
Yeah. Die falsche Realität, die uns übermittelt werden soll, ist eben, dass wir einen tödlichen Virus haben. Und es sterben eben so und so viele Menschen und jetzt müssen wir die Kontrolle über euch ausüben. Ihr müsst Masken tragen, ihr müsst eingesperrt sein, ihr müsst euch impfen lassen. Jeder muss sich impfen lassen.
And if you look around, I think you can appreciate the people running this show, this takedown. They really, really, really want you not to be treated for COVID and saved your life. They don't want early treatment. Mm-hmm. But they really, really, really want you to have this vaccine.
Right.
Right. Right. Was man ganz genau sehen und beobachten kann, ist, dass die Menschen, also die, die in Kontrolle sind, nicht dafür sorgen wollen, dass wir behandelt werden mit diesem Virus, dass wir dort behandelt werden, sondern es geht um diese Impfung. Wir sollen diese Impfung erhalten.
And so you have to ask yourself, why?
Und du musst dich fragen, warum? Warum ist das so?
Why would we not treat this disease with medicines that can decrease the death rate by 78%?
Wow.
Warum behandeln wir nicht diese Krankheit, die mit Medizin, mit Medikamenten, die um 78% die Todesrate sinken.
And to take it a step further, mm-hmm. we're being told we have to take a vaccine, which isn't a vaccine.
Mm-hmm. Und uns wird erzählt, dass wir eine Impfung bekommen müssen, die gar keine Impfung ist.
This is an experimental genetic therapy, and we don't know what's in it. Even doctors, we don't completely know what's in it. We don't know how it works completely. People generally don't understand the problems of development.
Es ist ein genetisches Experiment an uns. Keiner weiß, was in der Impfung drin ist. Keiner weiß, was passieren kann. Und es wird an uns einfach getestet.
Entschuldigen Sie bitte. Oh, yeah. Dr. Merritt. Yeah. I've heard that the mRNA gene splicing therapy was actually worked on and created by 200 CCP scientists working for Pfizer in Shanghai. They know what it's all about, but we don't.
Right. Well, we know, we generally know the idea. I mean, those of us who have studied it, but the devil's in the details.
Yeah, right.
It's the details that is hard, you cannot get from the Pfizer readout.
Right.
Okay. Keiner weiß, was drin ist, und die Details selbst, also die kriegt man auch nicht raus. Die werden auch nicht mitgeteilt. Aber genau dort liegt eben, da müsste eigentlich der Fokus liegen.
But I want you to consider this. Mm-hmm. We eradicated smallpox. We stopped smallpox in the world. There's no more, outside of labs, there's no more smallpox. And we did it by not vaccinating everybody, but vaccinating a percentage of people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What is
smallpox? It's a disease. It's the worst disease known to mankind.
Yeah.
Worst virus. Yeah. Smallpox. Okay. Varicella, maybe varicella major. That's the technical term, okay. I believe.
Okay. Also, well, eine schlimme Krankheit, die existierte und die man mit einer Impfung reduzieren konnte.
The reason, by the way, you don't know the name is because it's been gotten yeah. rid of, because und we got rid of it with a vaccination. Mm-hmm. Now,
ich That's weiß den Namen tatsächlich nicht, ja, weil yeah. die Krankheit nicht mehr And, existiert jetzt.
But this experimental genetic product, this vaccine, it's not really a vaccine. It doesn't stop the transmission of the disease.
Mm-hmm. Aber die jetzige mRNA-Impfung ist einfach ein genetisches Experiment. Es hält nicht die Verbreitung des Virus auf.
But consider this. We could have stopped worldwide this disease cold, and they didn't do it. And I'll tell you how they could have done it.
Wir hätten weltweit diese Erkrankung stoppen können, aber sie haben es nicht getan. Und ich erzähle
Let's say in March, at least in the United States, they send out 20 tablets of hydroxychloroquine to every man and woman over the age of 19 years old.
Mm-hmm. Lasst uns mal vorstellen, im März werden Tabletten versendet mit HQ, Hydrochloroxin, an Menschen, vor allem, die über 90 Jahre alt sind.
And they tell everybody, take one pill twice a week for 12 weeks, starting on April 1st.
Mm-hmm. Und sie sagen, nehmt eine Tablette, eine Tablette zweimal die Woche und startet eben am 1. April.
Because we know this drug prevents you from getting sick with it, with COVID.
Denn wir wissen, dass dieses Medikament dafür sorgt, dass du dich nicht mit COVID ansteckst.
Children don't get sick and die and they don't spread the disease. So we don't need to treat children.
Mm-hmm. Kinder werden davon nicht krank und sie sind auch keine Viren, also sie geben die Viren auch nicht weiter.
But if you treated every adult that way at exactly the same time, there would be no human reservoir. There'd be no group of humans that could harbor the virus and it'd be gone.
Yeah.
It'd be dead because you have to move, these viruses have to go back and forth from people.
Mm-hmm. Wenn wir aber alle Erwachsenen gleichzeitig behandeln würden mit diesen Tabletten, dann würden wir dafür sorgen, dass dieser Virus sich nicht mehr ausbreiten kann. Denn er muss sich ja zwischen den Menschen hin und her bewegen können. Also, aber das kann er nicht mehr, wenn alle gleichzeitig damit behandelt werden würden.
So, it's using hydroxychloroquine like a vaccine, but it's not. But the benefit is, we've had it for 70 years, we know it, it's safe.
Mm-hmm. Also dieses Medikament, wir haben seit 70 Jahren, es ist getestet, es funktioniert, aber wird nicht angewendet.
So, you know, this is these guys that are running this show know this, yeah. And they chose not to do it. In other words, right. We have shut down our world. We have had suicides and depression, death from the virus. All these things, economic disaster.
Right. Mm-hmm.
For nothing. We nothing. Could have stopped this. Mm-hmm. And I will tell you, they knew it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Und die dahinter sind, die also dafür verantwortlich sind, die wussten darum. Die wussten darum, dass es funktioniert, haben es aber nicht eingesetzt. Obwohl die ganze Welt heute in Brüchen liegt, viele Selbstmorde, viele Opfer, viel Leid. Ja.
So when you ask why are they doing this, I think it's an act of desperation. Mm-hmm. This Hail Mary pass, which that probably doesn't translate to German, but
yeah.
Yeah. In American football, a Hail Mary pass is the last pass you make in the hope that you might make the last point.
Okay.
But they're making a desperate move, right. Because humans are starting to wake up. And I hear you talk about raising your level of consciousness. I didn't really appreciate all of this. I mean, I heard about stuff. I didn't understand what was going on, but I'm a believer. I think that is what has started this whole terrible event sequence of events.
Mm-hmm. Also, ich gehe davon aus, dass der letzte Versuch ist, uns Menschheit davon abzuhalten, zu erwachen. Und die werden alles unternehmen, dass das eben nicht passiert. Aber es ist ja nicht mehr aufhaltbar, was wir ja schon wissen durch TED.
And on a simplest level, we've learned that the big money made lots of more big money during this, right. And most of the world became poorer, which is what has been happening for 100 years, and we haven't been paying attention.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Und was passiert ist, dass die schon viel Geld hatten, noch reicher wurden. Ja, und das ist das, was schon die letzten 100 Jahre passiert ist. Und der Rest immer ärmer.
Now, what Dr. Lindsay says in his article about pseudo-realities, they're only maintained when enough people join them. You know, you can have a cult with a few people, but to have a big a big movement like this, it takes people to participate. Mm-hmm.
Dr. Lindsay, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sagte, dass man braucht Menschen, die teilnehmen an so etwas, um diese Realität aufrechtzuerhalten, zu erschaffen.
And so every time you wear a mask, you participate in this mass delusion that is making the problem worse.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Und jedes Mal, wenn du eine Maske trägst, dann nimmst du teil daran und das Problem wird größer.
Enough people say no, and this goes away.
That's right.
Now,
es gibt genügend Menschen, die jetzt Nein sagen, und es verschwindet langsam.
There are two ways of getting out of a pseudo-reality. One is to
rauszukommen aus so einer Scheinrealität.
One is to refute the science. One is to refute it. Argue the science.
Eins ist die Wissenschaft anzuzweifeln.
And that's not always successful because people don't want to hear the science.
Mm-hmm. Und das ist nicht immer erfolgreich, denn Menschen wollen eigentlich nichts über Wissenschaft wissen.
Ultimately, it takes people standing up and refusing to play.
Letztendlich braucht es Menschen, die aufstehen und sich wehren, weiter mitzuspielen.
And thankfully, I see that happening in Europe.
Und Gott sei Dank sehe ich, dass das in Europa passiert.
In America, sadly, we're still putting on the mask, washing our hands 35 times a day, and and believing in everything that Dr. Fauci says.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
In Amerika ist es leider noch so, dass viele Maske tragen, viele noch 35 Mal am Tag ihre Hände waschen und genau zuhören, was Dr. Fauci erzählt.
But you cannot sustain a lie forever.
Right. Mm-hmm. Du kannst sowas nicht für immer aufrechterhalten.
That's right. I think this is breaking open, and I think the good news, that's what I said. I'm very hopeful, because I think not only will we get out of this, but we are going to see a better world when we get out of this.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
Man sieht langsam, dass das Ganze aufbricht, und ich hoffe, dass dass was dann zum Vorschein kommt, dass man sieht langsam, dass wenn das durch ist, eine bessere Welt auch da sein wird.
Mm-hmm. Because keep in mind, every year they said, get a flu shot because 60,000 people are dying of flu.
Nonsense.
They could have treated those people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's true.
We could have treated those people.
Yeah. Also jedes Jahr wird gesagt, hol dir eine Grippeimpfung, weil 60,000 Menschen an Grippe sterben, aber man hätte diese Menschen behandeln können. Ganz einfach.
Now, one of the saddest things I see in America is the crime that we're committing against our elderly.
Das Schlimmste, was ich in den USA hier sehe, ist das Verbrechen, was gegen die älteren Menschen begangen wird.
First, we isolated them. We put them in solitary confinement like they were gulag prisoners.
Right.
Ja. Zuerst wurden sie isoliert, wie im Gefängnis gehalten.
We feed them a terrible diet and we don't give them any vitamin supplementation.
Wir gaben ihnen ganz schlimme Nahrung und keine Vitamine.
We could have given them vitamin D, zinc, and a couple hydroxychloroquine tablets a week, and they wouldn't have been dying.
Mm-hmm. Sie hätten Vitamin D bekommen können, Zink, HQ, und sie wären nicht daran verstorben.
But what's amazing to me, and now we're giving them a vaccination, which is not, it's an experimental therapy.
Right.
And many of them are dying after the vaccine.
Yeah, that's right.
Which is why in Europe they've stopped giving it to people over 65 in many countries.
Yeah.
Und jetzt erhalten die älteren Menschen noch die Impfung, die ja ein genetisches Experiment ist, und viele sterben nach der Impfung daran.
Dr. Merritt, the mayor of Seattle, a lady named Durkin, is vaccinating all the elderly people in all nursing homes in Seattle, a population of 1.3 million, with the help of the Seattle Fire Department, where they're going. It's so-called voluntary, but if they're elderly and somebody comes in a uniform, they say you must have this. And even though there's no news on it, I know the death rates must be very high among those elderly. It's a quick way to get rid of them. I don't understand it, but it's very troubling what's going on right now.
In Seattle werden viele, viele ältere Menschen momentan geimpft. Und das, glaube ich, mit Hilfe der Feuerwehr, wie Ted sagte. Und es sind, glaube ich, 1.3 million?
1.3 million people, yeah. And then also this is the same mayor last year who allowed the Chaz area to happen in Capitol Hill in Seattle, where there were over 4,000 reports of serious felonies, including rape, robbery, murder, in an area where there's only 8,000 people. So over half the population was brutally assaulted. She didn't care. Just let it happen. Didn't care a bit.
Okay. Okay. Also es ist derselbe Bürgermeister, der sich darum gekümmert hat, dass viel Verbrechen schon stattfand. Viele Verbrecher davongekommen sind, ist derselbe, der jetzt dafür zuständig ist, dass eben diese 1,3 Millionen Menschen, älteren Menschen, geimpft werden.
Now, our governor in Washington State, a guy named Jay Inslee, he's now vaccinating up to 40,000 people per day. That's his goal.
In which state? In
Washington State.
In Washington State sollen bis zu 40,000 Menschen am Tag jetzt geimpft werden.
So already there's 5 or 10% mortality rate. So we're looking at anywhere between 2,000 to 4,000 people dying already. And this is not played out per day from this vaccine. They're, you know, people are taking.
Die Sterblichkeitsrate liegt jetzt bei was 10% ungefähr. Wir gucken also auf 2 bis 4,000 Menschen, die jetzt pro Tag an dieser Impfung sterben.
And now I've been doing, I'm a psychic and I talk to the other side. I've been talking to a lot of dead people on the other side who got the vaccine and relatives, they're completely bewildered. They have no idea what happened.
Mm-hmm. Ich bin Helse und ich habe vielen gesprochen, die an der Impfung gestorben sind.
You'd like to think this is by accident.
You right? would, wouldn't you?
But
you
it's
would.
Not by accident.
No, it's not.
And think of Governor Cuomo.
Oh, Governor Cuomo, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, Governor Cuomo put sick people in with elderly people in nursing homes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That can't be an accident.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
Okay. Is that Governor Cuomo?
Cuomo, New York.
New York.
Bringt Ältere zusammen mit kranken Menschen, und das ist kein Zufall.
And now he's trying to hide the fact that he killed so many of these elderly people.
Und jetzt versucht er, diese Tatsache zu verstecken, dass er eben so viele ältere Menschen getötet hat.
But let me just point out, they know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
The people doing this, and this is back again to Dr. Lindsay, psychopaths don't have any empathy. Yeah. They don't see the rest of us as right. as worthy of living.
Right, right.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Those people don't work and pay taxes, the people in nursing homes.
Mm-hmm. Also das sind Psychopathen, die kein Mitgefühl haben, also die wissen, was sie tun. Und wir, diese Menschen, sind ihnen egal. Die älteren Menschen in Heimen, Altersheimen, die ja keine Steuern mehr zahlen oder nichts mehr erbringen sozusagen, die werden halt dort dann entsprechend entsorgt.
I'm only hoping that my fellow physicians start standing up and doing something about this, because we are needlessly killing people and letting them die.
Right.
And that's, it's horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree.
Ich hoffe, dass meine Kollegen aufstehen und sich dagegen wehren werden und ihnen bewusst ist, dass wir sonst, dass Menschen getötet werden durch diese Impfung.
And what about...
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. And Dr. Merritt, what about the Hippocratic Oath? Do no harm.
Well, exactly. Exactly.
Do no harm.
Right. Do no harm. And the other point that people forget, the original Hippocratic Oath, when Hippocrates said, I will go into the house of the patient only for the good of the patient. What he meant was, you're not there to save money on Medicare. You're not there to save money on the government health system. Mm-hmm. You're not there to kill people.
Right. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Also es gibt diesen Eid, der sagt, can you, this oath, how was the oath?
It's the Hippocratic Oath, the Oath of Medicine.
Also der medizinische Eid.
Mm-hmm. Hippokratische Eid, sagt man.
Der Hippokratische Eid, ja.
Right. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, we have a history of this happening. We made laws not to experiment on people. Right? Mm-hmm. We remember that in the 20th century.
Wir haben Gesetze gemacht, die sagen, dass wir nicht an Menschen experimentieren.
This vaccine, or so-called vaccine, this is an experimental genetic agent. It's never been successfully trialed or used in humans before.
Das ist, diese Impfung ist ein genetisches Experiment, was vorher nie durch, also auch nicht erprobt wurde und niemals vorher auch durchgeführt wurde in dem Sinne.
Worse than that, it's never made it through animal testing. It killed the animals.
They killed actually with this vaccine?
No, the animals died of the vaccination trials.
Yeah.
With this technology.
Yeah.
Und während dieser Versuche mit dieser Impfung sind die Tiere, die damit getestet wurden, alle gestorben.
Yeah. So they bypassed animal testing to get this vaccine to you. So all of us humans are their big testing subjects.
Right.
It's a big experiment.
Right.
But it's not to them.
Und jetzt wird dieses große Experiment an den Menschen durchgeführt. Es geht wirklich hier um ein menschliches Experiment.
Right. And here's what's happening in Europe. AstraZeneca is going to start vaccinating 7-year-olds and up.
Und in Europa will AstraZeneca jetzt ab sieben Jahre nach oben impfen. Is that right, now, really? In Europe?
Yes. Yeah. Now.
Yeah. And how long will they last?
Right. Now, the first thing to say is they've never done testing on children. Okay? Mm-hmm. They've never tested this on children.
Das Erste, was man sagen, dass das niemals an Kindern bisher auch getestet wurde.
But secondly, 1.9 million children in Europe, in Sweden, they didn't miss a day of school, they didn't wear a mask, they didn't social distance, there were zero deaths.
Mm-hmm. 1,9 Millionen Kinder in der Schweiz waren in der Schule jeden Tag, haben keine Masken getragen, kein Abstand, und es gab keine Erkrankten, geschweige denn Toten.
So any risk is wrong. Those children are not at risk of dying. Yeah. Why, other than evil, would you vaccinate these 7-year-olds with an experimental genetic therapy?
Also es besteht absolut keine Gefahr für kein Kind. Warum sollte man diesen Wahnsinn an Impfung, also an Kindern, ausüben?
This really is a crime against humanity. And Dr. Wolfgang Wodarg from Germany has pointed out as well, mm-hmm, that the technology, which is hard to do through a translator to explain, but it's a good point he makes. It could cause sterility in women because you might make antibodies to your placenta.
Yeah.
Lose babies.
Wow.
Also Dr. Waldock hat schon erwähnt, dass eben durch diese Impfung Frauen steril werden, weil Antikörper gegen die eigene Plazenta, Antibodies against, gegen sich selber hergestellt werden.
Right. And so, you know, and of course, anyone who speaks out, like me, probably like Dr. Waldock, the former senior science advisor of Pfizer, Dr. Michael Yaden, also is with Dr. Wodarg, and he's also been speaking out.
Uh-huh.
We're all going to be considered Looney Tunes because dissent can't be tolerated. You have to destroy the dissenter.
Yeah.
Right.
Und alle, die sich jetzt eben dagegen aussprechen, wie Dr. Wodarg, wie Dr. Yaden, wie Dr. Lee Merritt hier, die werden als verrückt dargestellt. Man darf sich nicht gegen diesen Wahnsinn stellen.
I've been shadow banned recently by Facebook. So I hope this goes through okay. But you know, frankly, I don't care. There's other platforms. We're going to get the word out somehow.
Dr. Merritt, eine Frage, eine Question. in Europa gibt es viele Gruppen, die hoffen, dass Amerika das wieder zum Guten wenden wird. Und jetzt höre ich im Gegenteil dazu, dass Amerika die Menschen gar nicht aufstehen, dass ihr hofft, dass Europa etwas verändert.
Gerhard is saying here in Europe, we are hoping that people in the United States is standing up. And now you are saying that you see in Europe people standing up.
Right, right.
Well, maybe we're doing it in different ways. I see you guys standing up by marching in the streets, which we should be doing. It's just not a tradition that we are used to doing.
Right.
You know, and then I'll tell you the rest.
Sie sagt, dass man uns sieht hier in Europa, wie wir auf die Straße gehen zum Demonstrieren, was etwas ist, was man in den USA nicht tut, weil man das gar nicht kennt. Es ist keine Tradition dort.
But that doesn't mean we won't, you know.
Aber es bedeutet nicht, dass wir das nicht tun werden.
People that I talk to, a lot of people, they are not going to take this vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
They're just not going to take it. And that will precipitate a real fight. If they try to make vaccine passports like they're doing in Europe, that will precipitate a fight.
Also sie kennt viele Menschen, die die Impfung nicht zu sich nehmen werden. Und das wird irgendwann natürlich zum gewissen Kampf führen. Besonders dann, wenn eben irgendwelche Impfpässe dann ausgestellt werden sollen, das wird natürlich dann die Konflikte hervorrufen.
And just let me point this out. Mm-hmm. In Minnesota, one of our 50 states, in Minnesota, just the hunters, the deer hunters alone, constitute the fifth largest standing army in the world. So it'll be one heck of a fight.
Amazing. That's amazing. Wow. That's amazing.
Wow. Also in Minnesota, in einem der 50 Staaten, das sind die Jäger, bilden den fünftgrößten Verbund an, wahrscheinlich an Bewaffneten. Das wird dann schon ziemlich krass werden.
If the people lead, the leaders will follow.
Yeah.
In Europa gibt es zum Beispiel Ärzte für Aufklärung oder Anwälte, die sich zusammentun. Ist bei euch America's Frontline Doctors, ist das etwas Ähnliches? Ich sehe es gerade auf der Webseite von Dr. Merritt.
Here in Europe, we have doctors who show people the truth, who speak about the truth. Do you have this also in the United States?
Well,
we have Dr. Merritt.
I am one of the frontline doctors that he's referring to. Right.
Yeah,
frontline
doctors. Yeah,
right. So, yes, I am one of the America's frontline doctors. The minute we put our speeches up, they're censored.
Yeah.
So because they're afraid of us.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
How many doctors are there?
I'm guessing 30.
30
of actual people, that's maybe 20 that speak. There's kind of a small group that do a lot of the speaking, but there's more people, and there's a lot of support.
Also es gibt ungefähr 30 Ärzte, 20 davon, die sich auch äußern. Es gibt viel Unterstützung, aber oftmals wird das, was sie veröffentlichen, sofort zensiert.
Ich kenne hier in Österreich einige Ärzte, die sagen nichts dagegen, weil sie Angst um ihre Lizenz haben. Aber ich glaube, wenn es hart auf hart geht, würden sie dann auch relativ rasch mithelfen.
He knows some doctors in Austria that they are afraid of speaking truth because of maybe losing their license as a doctor. But maybe when it comes really hard, when it goes really hard, they will stand up and speak.
Well, we've seen that before also. This is the problem. Mm-hmm. There are doctors that are in training and they're trapped. Mm-hmm. I give them a moral pass.
Mm-hmm.
But
es gibt die Doktoren, die eben noch ausgebildet werden. Die sind irgendwo jetzt da gefangen. Und sie haben sozusagen, ja.
But doctors that are fully trained, they better start standing up because, as Dietrich Bonhoeffer said, God will not hold us blameless.
Mm-hmm. Und dann gibt es die, die voll ausgebildet sind als Ärzte, die hoffentlich dann auch aufstehen.
Yeah. The doctors, unfortunately, have been propagandized that anybody learning anything outside of what the university tells you is wrong.
Right.
That's the problem we're facing.
Yeah.
Also viele Doktoren sind einfach auch unter der Propaganda Einfluss, und alles, was außerhalb ihnen erzählt, also erzählt wird von dem, was sie gelernt haben, das ist eben nicht wahr.
Go ahead. I went to the big January 6th support for the rally in Washington D.C.
Uh-huh.
And I wore my frontline doctor's coat. And I had people coming up to me from all over saying, we love you guys. Thank you. Oh, I know you. I saw your videos.
Right.
So they know. Right. People are waking up. People are behind us.
It's a problem with lawyers, too. I mean, the legalities of the shutdown. You know, we've got like 40,000 lawyers, 30,000, 40,000 lawyers in Washington State. How many have stood up? Mm-hmm. One?
Right.
Maybe two, one. Mm-hmm. I don't even know of anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing. It's people think they get drilled into this way of thinking and they don't accept anything else.
Mm-hmm. Es gibt also viele Anwälte, die sich die 30, 40.000 allein dort in diesem Staat, die, wie viele sind eigentlich aufgestanden letztendlich und machen sich stark. Also es ist einfach, dem System, dem sie unterliegen, was sie gelernt haben.
Yeah.
Well, I'm very hopeful this doesn't come to violence, but I have to say that it may. And it may because ultimately psychopaths don't change their behavior. You just have to stop them.
Yeah,
that's true.
Ich hoffe sehr, dass es nicht zur Gewalt kommt, aber ich vermute, denn Psychopathen lassen sich nicht von ihrem Weg abbringen, außer man stoppt sie.
Mm-hmm. And in America, it's the famous quote from Thomas Jefferson is something like, every so often, the tree of liberty has to be watered with the blood of patriots.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yes, wow. that's a famous Thomas Jefferson quote.
Wow.
Because
wow.
sometimes you have to put your life on the line.
Yeah, okay.
You don't want to translate that, but you should.
That's really, this
it's
is
not tough. A matter of violence. This is a matter of life or death.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, es, ja. Also Thomas Jefferson meinte eben sowas, manchmal muss man, um den Baum am Wachsen zu halten und kein Wasser da ist, das Blut da reingeben, im übertragenen Sinne jetzt mal. Also manchmal ist das Leben eben nicht, steht da hinten an für die Sache, für die man kämpft. Wow,
yeah.
I hope not.
Yeah. Dr. Merritt, on your website, I read Rebel Against Medical Tyranny since 1996.
Yeah.
What was there then?
Well, we have an Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. And in 1943, that group separated from the American Medical Association because the AMA went with the government.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
You want to translate it? Want me to say?
Yeah. Yeah. If I can remember correctly. Also es gibt auf Dr. Merritts Seite, wie hast du nochmal, der Rebell gegen die medizinische Tyrannei von 1996?
Seit 1996 bereits steht da, ja.
Ja.
Auf der Webseite. Das ist schon gegen diese medizinische Tyrannei rebelliert, sozusagen.
Ja, genau. Okay.
Ich habe sie gefragt, ja, warum schon damals? Was war da? Und da hat sie irgendwas gesagt, dass sie sich irgendwie
1943 eine Gruppe abgespalten hat, die dann für die Regierung arbeitete.
94, ne? Oder?
So, I first recognized the problem in 1995 and joined the AAPS. And it's fighting against government takeover of medicine.
Yeah. Also 1995 ist sie darauf aufmerksam geworden. Und es geht eigentlich darum, dagegen zu kämpfen, dass die Regierung die Medizin übernimmt.
And for example, are you a free person if you have to beg your government to give you the medicine you want, but you are being forced to take medicine you don't want?
Mm-hmm. Sind wir freie Menschen, wenn wir unsere Regierung darum betteln müssen, dass wir Medizin bekommen, die wir brauchen, aber Medizin bekommen, die wir gar nicht benötigen?
Mhm. I'm a surgeon and trying to practice medicine with the 170,000 pages of government regulation is a nightmare.
Mhm. Yeah, right. Es ist Chirurg und es ist ein Albtraum, all das, woran sie sich halten muss. Auch die Seiten an dem, was da drin steht von der Regierung, blablabla. Das ist nicht ohne. Mhm.
So I have articles, I think, on the website, I haven't checked lately, that talk about that. Government medicine, if not, they'll go up.
Kann sein, dass auf ihrer Seite, sie weiß jetzt nicht genau, Artikel darüber sind. Über genau diese Art und Weise der Regierung, die eben da sich einmischt in die Medizin. Okay.
Well, Dr. Merritt, have you been threatened for your views, by the way?
No, not so far, but it's early. No, mostly, yeah. It's an overwhelming positive, like, thank you, why aren't other doctors standing up? But that is because and I'm not a hero. I'm just at the point, I think we have to stand up or we're all going down.
Yeah.
I think many doctors agree with me who can't speak out or won't speak out yet, but they will. I hope they will.
Yeah, they will. They will.
Also, maybe it's because...
ist noch eine der wenigen jetzt, die wirklich aufsteht. Teds Frage war, ob sie irgendwo auch manchmal so in Gefahr dann dadurch ist, dass sie so offen spricht. Aber letztendlich ja, hofft sie einfach auch, dass jetzt mehr Ärzte den Mut haben, sich dagegen auszusprechen. Es gibt viele, die da sich dessen bewusst sind, aber sich noch nicht trauen. Aber auch das wird sich ändern. Ich bin davon auch überzeugt.
And also, you know, I'm just a little doctor in a little town. I didn't expect to suddenly be on a national stage. But people are hungry for hearing right. what they perceive as truth.
Right, right.
You are not little and you are not a little doctor. Yeah. Also es ist wichtig, sie sagt, sie ist nur ein kleiner Arzt, aber ich denke, es ist sie gar nicht, denn es braucht unglaublich viel Mut, dies zu tun und das auszusprechen. Und viele Menschen sind dankbar dafür und offen dafür und wollen das auch hören, die Wahrheit hinter dem Ganzen.
And my father was a doctor, my mother was a nurse, sure. and my son's a physician, my older son. Uh-huh. So I have a lot of, I believe in our profession. I really believe in the practice of medicine. I just hate to see it go this way. I hate to see it be used by bad guys to make money and take down the world.
Yeah, yeah. Also der Vater von Dr. Merritt ist selber Arzt, die Mutter, glaube ich, Krankenschwester, einer ihrer Söhne ist auch als Arzt tätig und sie liebt sehr ihren Beruf und was sie tut, aber sie kann es nicht sehen, dass eben schlechte Menschen es nutzen hier, um Geld zu machen und die Welt zu zerstören.
Wasn't medical science in Nazi Germany also taken the same way by Joseph Mengele and others?
Right, and I will say that you know, you become your parents no matter how much you might resist that. My father always studied what happened in German medicine during World War II. And I stumbled into that, but it's something that I've kind of made a study. And I have an article actually about Karl Brandt, the lessons of Karl Brandt.
Mm-hmm. Also, die Frage war jetzt, ist es so ähnlich wie damals im Zweiten Weltkrieg, was da in diesen Bereichen statt, medizinisch-wissenschaftlichen Bereichen. Und Dr. Lee Merritts Vater hat sich damit befasst, mit der Medizin auch zu Zeiten des Zweiten Weltkriegs. Und sie selber hat sich damit auch auseinandergesetzt.
And so I studied the history of Karl Brandt, who was Hitler's surgeon. And I got interested because he did the same kind of medicine I do. He was a trauma doctor and an orthopedic, and he did orthopedic surgery.
Aha. Und sie hat Karl Brandt, der Hitlers Chirurg war, studiert sozusagen. Und sie macht letztendlich dasselbe, wie er, was er gelernt hat.
Mhm. And you read about him and he sounds like a good guy, like he shouldn't have been, you know, involved in being, he shouldn't have been hung at Nuremberg, but why was he? And I think because at some point you have to get off the bus. You cannot morally go along with bad things. Mm-hmm. No matter how you're doing, you think you're doing good, you can't go along with it. It's complicated, but I think that's the lesson of Karl Brandt, which you can read. It's on my website.
Yeah, okay, perfect. Also auf ihrer Webseite ist die Information auch über Karl Brandt und seine Geschichte, der gehängt wurde in Nürnberg. Warum wurde er gehängt? Weil er einfach irgendwann das Ganze auch nicht mehr moralisch vertreten konnte. Und das ist aufgestanden und hat sich irgendwann dann doch gewehrt gegen das System. Mhm.
Dr. Merritt, I do time travel, and I've gone into the future, and by April, there's going to be so many deaths from this thing that many people will be clamoring to stop. Eventually, it will be stopped, I think.
I think so. And you're not the only one saying that. I heard, I think it was Judy Mikovits say, she's a virologist, and she said she thought that the real dying would start in 3 to 4 months. I know the science behind this, and I can say that it makes sense with what happened to the animals.
Okay. Ted hat gerade gesagt, dass er Zeitreisen macht. Er ist, hat sich im April gesehen, dass dort die meisten dann an der Impfung sterben werden. Also die jetzt geimpft wurden, werden dann im April dann die ersten versterben oder wahrscheinlich die meisten. Und eine Virologin hat das Ganze bestätigt von der Seite eben aus der Wissenschaft, von der wissenschaftlichen Sicht her und das, was sie an den Tieren gesehen haben, was dort passiert ist. Also man kann davon ausgehen, dass in 3 bis 4 Monaten ein Großteil derer, die geimpft wurden, dann verstorben sein werden.
Well, it's an exciting time to be alive. It's like a Charles Dickens novel. It's the best of times and the worst of times.
Also es ist eine sehr spannende Zeit, am Leben zu sein. Es ist wie Charles Dickens in einer Novelle von ihm. Ja, es sind spannende Zeiten, es sind schlimme Zeiten gleichzeitig.
You know, I've been a psychic for decades, and I do talk to Presidents Washington, Jefferson, Kennedy and other great spirits as well.
Ich bin Hellseher seit Jahrzehnten und ich spreche zu vielen großen Persönlichkeiten.
And they told me several months ago that they wanted people to save the Republic.
Und ich,
well, I hope we are, and this is part of it.
Mm-hmm. Es geht darum, die Republik wiederherzustellen.
And they're saying that they're very proud of you, Dr. Merritt, for standing up for what's right and the truth.
Well, that's...
Right, ja. Yeah. Und sie sagen, dass sie sehr stolz auf Dr. Merritt sind, dass sie den Mut hat, aufzustehen, um die Wahrheit zu sprechen.
Well, maybe I'm my great-great-great-great-grandfather reincarnated, but he fought in the Revolutionary War, so...
Really?
My war, yeah.
Wonderful. Yeah. Wow.
Great.
Yeah, he was a Welsh immigrant.
Huh, interesting.
So.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think we're at multi, you know, in the big picture here, I think we're at a war that we don't recognize. We don't recognize we're in war. We just think we're living kind of weird. But we're being attacked economically, politically, cybersecurity attacks against the Pentagon and other major installations.
Right.
I think it's partly kinetic. I think we've seen directed energy weapons being used.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm on the air. I can't call you. I'll call you in a couple hours. Thanks.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. But I think George Washington, President Kennedy, all these great spirits are very concerned about what's happening right now in this country. And they thank you for standing up, Dr. Merritt, with the
truth. Well, I'll take that. President Kennedy, I think, was killed because he recognized the problem we were in. I mean, it wasn't just about the Bay of Pigs. You heard all these different stories. My joke these days is, it's always a lone gunman. It's always COVID. And it's never the vaccine.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. On that note, here's something. I don't know if I've showed you this or not. I can send it to you. This is a newspaper article from November 22nd, 1963. It was published in New Zealand while President Kennedy was still alive.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. I'll send it to you.
Yeah.
It's difficult to get a copy.
Mm-hmm. I bet they've censored that.
Yeah, the cabal wasn't very happy, but I include this with my book when everybody buys a book, or I can send it to them. So just text me your address. I'll send you a copy. But what it is, it's a very interesting story. A couple of years ago, I was finishing my book and I wanted to get a bigger copy of it. And I called the library in New Zealand, in New Christchurch. They had a copy of it. And they told me, well, Ted, you know, there's been so much controversy about this. The only way we're going to give you a full page copy is that you have to physically fly to Christchurch, New Zealand, appear there and pay like 50 cents or 25 cents for the page. And I said, that's ridiculous. You know, and so I was sitting there in front of my computer and they sent me a little postage stamp that's 1/2 inch by 1 inch. That's all they did. And you'd have to use an electron microscope to see the print on it. So then I was sitting there and I heard from President Kennedy. I talked to him all the time. He said, Ted, click on the thing now. I fixed it. You did what? I fixed it. Okay. I clicked on it. The whole thing spread up open page. So he gave me a full copy. That's why I got it. Anyway.
Well, I mean, look what's happening now with the, you know, all the questions around the inauguration.
And oh, yeah.
What,
yeah.
This makes me think of what Dr. Charlie Ward in Spain said.
Right.
He had a full video of the so-called Biden inauguration before it had happened. Right?
Yeah. How about the pictures of Biden in the so-called White House with the wall behind him separating? I mean, and then there's the other one of McDonald's arches in the parking lot behind the right. windows. They're just kidding, but
it's trucks you shouldn't see.
Yeah, it's trucks you shouldn't see, you know, and I don't know. They've got, you know, like they've got stuff in the background that's not part of it.
From my perspective, I spent 10 years in the military and the optics are not right. Whatever's going on, people can argue that this is, you know, crazy talk, but whatever's going on, the optics are not right. You know, the picture of the president, and the vice president that's traditionally taken with a military officer.
Right.
Look at the one from Trump and Pence. It's a real army general. You can see that it's a real army general. Uh-huh. The one with Harris and Biden, it looks like the guy, the butler from the Waldorf Astoria. I mean, the doorman from the Waldorf Astoria. It's not a real military uniform.
Uh-huh. Right.
And,
right.
You know, the other thing is those guys in D.C. are not just Army reservists. OK, they're not National Guard. There mm-hmm. are like 10th Army Mountain Division Marines there. You can look at their patches. And I heard somebody say their Gitmo patches there. I can't prove that. But other people have looked at that, not just me, and said those are not right.
Right, right, right.
And someone that lives there, there's a newscaster that lives close by, said, an independent newscaster, you won't get anything from mainstream media, but her comment was, when the National Guard showed up, it was young boys with no big weapons, but slowly they've gotten replaced by big guys, older guys with big weapons. So it's not what we're, a little off our subject, but why deputize? Why make 2,000 active duty people federal marshals? The only reason you need to do that is to arrest and transport people.
Right.
I mean, why else?
Right.
So there's a lot of stuff going on. The wrong gun salute. There's another one. You know, they gave Biden basically the gun salute for an incoming dignitary, not for a president. So, you know. Yeah.
I saw them serving Biden and Kamala Harris Happy Meals wrapped up in McDonald's wrappers one day for a presidential dinner. I don't know the guests. I guess they're saving money. I don't know, but.
Well, and my husband thinks I'm crazy too. But, you know, I said, look at the picture, for example, of the Marine escorting Lady Gaga to the inaugural party, or maybe she was entertaining.
Wrapping her arm, no?
I was married to a senior Marine officer. I used to go to these things at the embassies, and where you'd be dressed up and have a Marine escort you. They put out their arm and you take the arm, and it's a very respectful escort. Okay. This is the Marine color. And these guys, this is the Marine color guard in DC. They don't make mistakes. They don't do things wrong. And not only is he grabbing her arm, he's leaning away from her. I mean, the body language is really obvious.
Yeah, right.
He didn't want to be doing that. It was something different.
Right,
so,
right.
Who knows?
I should let Saskia translate.
We're having a good debate.
Great! Also, ich mach's ganz kurz. Es ging jetzt um die Amtseinführung von dem sogenannten Herrn Biden. Ich sage jetzt den Namen nicht nur Biden. Was alles nur ein Fake war, ein Riesenfake. Charlie Ward hat es selber im Video dann bekannt gegeben, dass diese Amtseinführung schon vorher gefilmt wurde, dass vieles, was dort stattfand, überhaupt nicht passte. Auch dort, wie so eine Amtseinführung normalerweise stattfindet, auch mit Hilfe der Generäle oder wie die da anwesend sind, das war eben alles überhaupt nicht so, wie es generell stattfand. Und ja. Die wissen, worum es geht, das ist gut. Die es noch nicht wissen, werden es dann hoffentlich bald erfahren. Okay, just sum it up. I think people will soon know the truth about everything.
Lots of things.
And this is going to be, yeah.
The other thing too is that some have said, Dr. Marin, I want to run this by you, that the Pfizer, whatever it is, it's not a vaccine, gene therapy, whatever people are taking now, and Moderna too, is actually a Trojan horse to debilitate our military and also wipe out much of the U.S. and world population for the Chinese, who, by the way, aren't taking the vaccine.
Mm-hmm. Well, it very could, well, could be. And I can explain that, but we'll have to translate small snippets because this is difficult to translate probably. But the problem with animal, well, when they did the animal studies for this type of drug, the mRNA technology,
right,
the animals died from what's called immune enhancement.
Okay. Als sie die Tierversuche machten mit dieser Impfung, starben die Tiere an einer sogenannten Immunverbesserung. Enhancement right. ist eigentlich etwas...
Immune overshoot. I mean, it...
Ach so, also es wurde also von...
Hyperreaction.
Eine Überreaktion.
Okay. Des Immunsystems. Right, so... And what happened is, they didn't die of the vaccine right away.
Und was passierte? Sie starben also nicht direkt gleich nach right. der Impfung.
But the vaccine caused them to make abnormal antibodies.
Aber was diese Impfung machte, dass im Körper dieser Tiere abnormale Antikörper right. entstanden.
So instead of killing the virus, let's back up. So when they then challenged the cat or the animal with the virus to see if they were immune, these antibodies came out and coated the virus, which allowed the virus to come in like a Trojan horse and kill the animal.
I see.
Oh. Okay, als sie also dann so ein Tier mit Covid infiziert haben, dann passierte Folgendes, dass diese Antikörper sozusagen dafür sorgten, dass der Virus wie so ein trojanisches Pferd eindringen konnte in den Körper und dann das Tier getötet hat. Also die Antikörper haben dafür gesorgt, dass der Virus in den Körper sogar kam und sich dort verbreiten konnte, wenn ich das richtig übersetzt habe.
Now, because they rushed this vaccine or this therapy to market, there have been no independent lab studies to really see what's in it.
Und weil man eben so darauf gedrängt hat, diese Impfung so schnell wie möglich auf den Markt zu bringen, hat man überhaupt keine unabhängigen Studien durchführen können.
They say the mRNA vaccine is made to produce the spike protein of the coronavirus in the body.
Also sie sagen, dass diese mRNA-Impfung dieses Protein sozusagen gegen den Virus erstellt. Ich habe es jetzt einigermaßen richtig übersetzt.
But if I wanted to create a weapon to kill our military, I could put in something that made antibodies to something that doesn't exist right now.
Right.
And then later send that around. In other words, it's a binary poison.
Ah, und wenn ich zum Beispiel jetzt das Militär damit impfen würde, also mit etwas, was noch gar nicht existiert, und dann später sozusagen erst dafür sorge, dass das, wogegen man impft, sozusagen losgelassen wird, dann wäre das wie eine biotechnische Waffe. Sagt man das so? Biotechnische Waffe?
And then I could release the second part of the poison anytime I wanted to.
Und dann könnte ich also den zweiten Teil dieses Gifts jederzeit freilassen.
And keep in mind, not only did we fund Chinese Wuhan lab, but we had Chinese researchers in Pfizer and Moderna.
CCP members.
Yeah. Oh yeah. PLA, People's Liberation Army. Scientists in Pfizer and Moderna developing this vaccine.
Okay, also dieselben Leute, die bei Pfizer und Moderna arbeiten, sind die, die in Wuhan im Labor gearbeitet haben.
And we purposely bypassed animal testing because Bill Gates gave Tony Fauci $100 million for the NIH and got a bypass for Moderna.
Mm-hmm. Und das wurde alles wurde umgangen, das, die ganzen Testungen, die ganzen ja auch die Tierversuche, weil eben Bill Gates $100 million an Dr. Fauci gab und so hat man dann das Ganze auf diesem Wege schnell beschleunigt und unter die Menschen jetzt gebracht.
And because I said that, I will say Jeffrey Epstein didn't commit suicide and I'm not suicidal either.
Jeffrey Epstein hat keinen Selbstmord gegangen und sie auch nicht, wenn irgendwas sein soll.
And I'm not suicidal either. And I did get some death threats recently, by the way.
After I was on your show?
No, it was before. Okay. But it was, it was from a guy named Bill in Seattle who has a computer company. I think you can fill in the rest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway.
Who has no medical degree but is going to vaccinate everybody in the world.
That's true. That's
true.
You know,
true. He couldn't even cure viruses in computers.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. I'm sharing today's show all over the world today. That's why I'm doing so.
Oh, and by the way, I texted to you my article on Carl Brandt if you wanted to pass it on.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. Thank you. I'll do that.
It pertains. I haven't, I wrote that many years ago, but it pertains to what's happening today to the medical profession.
Sure. Right. And by extent, all professions, attorneys especially, you know.
But my point about the military and this vaccine is the military are young, healthy people. They're not at risk of dying.
Right.
So I know if you don't vaccinate them, we will have a standing military in 2 months, in 2 years. But if you vaccinate them, you might not.
I just sent a long letter to the Pentagon today on that very point. I hope the Joint Chiefs read it. I guess 15%, 20% of the military has been vaccinated now. So I asked him, I said, are you prepared for a 20% reduction in your personnel within the next couple of years? And my angels, my guides tell me, and they're never wrong, they said there's going to be a 80% mortality rate within 5 years from the vaccine. That's what it's designed to do.
Yeah, it could. And nobody can argue with that. Nobody can argue because no one knows. That's the point. And that's why I tell people, okay, if you believe in vaccines, you want to get the vaccine, why be the first in line? It just wait a while. Let's just see what happens. What's wrong with, we don't need 350 million people or 6 billion people being guinea pigs. Let a few thousand take it. Let's follow them. This is not that fatal a disease.
Well, what they've done is that they've instilled fear, and the cabal media is that way. They put people in this fear or flight mode where everybody is so afraid. I mean, most people up in Washington state here live underneath a rock, and you try to approach somebody in stores and they'll run away from you because it's a 6 feet social distancing, which doesn't make any sense. They're all feared. They're all scared to death over nothing, So anyway.
Mal ganz kurz, dass sie eben, man sollte auch erstmal Abstand nehmen und erstmal schauen, was jetzt passiert. Es ist nicht notwendig, dass 350 Millionen Menschen oder 6 Milliarden Menschen weltweit geimpft werden. Es reicht ja, wenn man jetzt mal schaut, die paar tausend, die hätten erstmal gereicht, um zu schauen, was passiert jetzt als nächstes. Aber man macht halt Angst und Druck und damit.
Ist es richtig, dass es unterschiedliche Impfstoffe gibt und gibt es gefährlichere und weniger gefährlichere davon?
Is it right that there are different kinds of vaccines, types of vaccines? And is one type more dangerous than the other type?
Oh, okay.
Good question.
What we're basically talking about is the mRNA type.
Right.
And that's Moderna, it's the majority. Moderna, Pfizer, AstraZeneca.
Mm-hmm. Now, generell mRNA-Impfung, und dazu gehört Moderna, glaube ich, ist das, Pfizer und the third one was?
I believe AstraZeneca also.
AstraZeneca.
I'm not sure about that, but I think they are. Someone is doing a different type, and I can't remember. There are some smaller companies doing a different type.
Right.
But for the United States, it's mostly Pfizer and Moderna, and that's the mRNA technology.
Uh-huh. Right.
Es gibt kleinere Unternehmen, die nochmal einen anderen Typ herstellen, aber der Großteil wird mit diesen Impfungen aus diesen drei genannten großen Unternehmen geimpft.
And, you know, the mask may not seem like a big thing, but it contributes to this fear, this belief in the pseudo-reality.
Sure, right, right.
Und die Maske scheint jetzt gar nicht so eine große Sache zu sein, aber sie unterstützt genau dieses Angstdenken und das, was eben passiert hier in diesem System.
And I don't know about Europe, but every bartender in America recognizes the fraud here.
Ja, also jeder Bartender, wie sagt man?
Barkeeper
sieht hier den Schwindel dahinter.
Because even if masks work, how much sense is it when you have to wear a mask to come in 6 feet into the restaurant, but then you can take off your mask, put it on the dining room table,
ridiculous.
Put your phone on it, eat with all the germs on your mask, but you have to put on the mask to stand up and walk by people that don't have their masks on to go to the bathroom.
Yeah,
this is absurd.
The virus always is active in a high of
150
meters.
And this far into the restaurant.
Yeah. Also welchen Sinn macht es, wenn man irgendwo in ein Restaurant geht, mit Maske, sich hinsetzt und die Maske abnimmt und isst und dann wieder aufsetzen soll, wenn man zum Beispiel zum Bad, also ins Bad möchte oder wo auch immer. Also, ja.
Sitting down, you're safe, but standing up, you're dangerous without a mask.
Yeah, right. Also sitzen ist in Ordnung, aber wenn du dich hinstellst ohne Maske, dann bist du in Gefahr, du bist anderen Gefahr.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
But you know, there are still many people, they don't wake up, they don't see it, they don't recognize it.
Right.
But I see it here too. There are people with their masks, and now there's this white mask, they look like a, I don't know.
The medieval plague doctor.
That's
basically, that's the N95 mask. They don't work either. Quite frankly, no mask work.
Of course not.
No,
you know, but they think they are.
The people I would speak to are the people who they know they don't work, but they're wearing to be kind to others.
I don't see
that anymore. It's not kind to buy into somebody's delusion.
Right.
You got to get them out of the delusion.
Also die Maske tragen, aber wissen, dass sie gar nicht funktioniert, aber es tun aus Mitgefühl für andere, tut es nicht, denn die anderen bleiben weiterhin in ihrer Illusion und kommen da nicht raus. Also tragt keine Maske.
My friend is a psychiatrist in Los Angeles, and he says every time he walks outside his office, now he feels like in a psychiatric ward.
Yeah, right.
It's just
crazy.
I feel the same way. I feel the same way.
You feel straight. I never at once I put on a mask. I don't have a mask. Never. Yeah. Not one day I did it.
Good
and
for you.
You feel like an extraterrestrial when you go out without a mask.
Yeah.
Well, and there's a really great German psychologist. In fact, there's a great group of German doctors and lawyers that are fighting this, okay? And I want to say it's like ASU2020.com. I can't remember their website. I really love those guys. Mm-hmm. But this psychologist shows children, what happens to children from us all wearing a mask. And it's horrible. It's terrible for our children. They need to see faces.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, and there was a famous experiment called the still face experiment. And it showed what happened when a woman just wouldn't interact with her baby. And within a minute, they had to stop it because a minute, babies would just start becoming anxious and start screaming. And when I see mothers in public with a little baby, it just kills me.
Yeah, right,
because
right.
we're damaging this whole generation of children. And that's going to go into the next generation.
That's right.
I'm going to translate it because it's important. Welchen Einfluss, wie schlimm es ist, wenn Erwachsene Masken tragen, wenn Kinder da sind oder das Kinder erleben, wenn jetzt die Eltern Maske tragen, wie schlimm das ist. Sie brauchen das, Sie müssen das Gesicht sehen der Eltern, Sie brauchen Mimik und Gestik. Sie müssen, dadurch nehmen Sie auch Gefühle wahr. Es gibt eine Studie dazu, das hat man mal bei Kleinkindern gemacht, wo die Eltern nicht mehr reagieren sollten und das hat man in einer Minute abbrechen müssen. So sehr haben die Kleinkinder angefangen zu schreien, weil die Eltern nicht reagiert haben. Und diese Maske hat eigentlich den ähnlichen Effekt. Man schädigt hier eine ganze Generation Kinder damit.
In satanic rituals, they maintain a distance of 6 feet and
Six.
all wear masks.
Yeah, do we think that's an accident?
So
In
sorry.
Satan
Go ahead.
In satanischen Ritualen hält man genau diesen Abstand, 6 Fuß. Also ich weiß nicht, ob das auch 1,5 Meter sind. Gerhard, sind 6 Fuß 1,5 Meter?
Weiß ich nicht, ne?
Ja, ich auch nicht. Und trägt Masken.
Right. And generally occult, I mean the occult, by the way, just means hidden knowledge. But these cults, these satanic cults and other cults, masks are critical to cult initiation in many ways. I mean, because they tell you to transform yourself, to be quiet, to be obedient.
Obey.
Obey. It's
Obey.
being obey.
On our roadsides here in the Seattle area, you see road signs from Inslee saying, "Obey. You must obey." Everywhere. Everywhere. Obey on the streets.
We don't have that in the Midwest yet. I don't think
Well,
we'll let that
the
happen.
next thing he'll do is a salute like this.
Oh yeah, I'm telling you, it's
Yeah.
well, or maybe like that. It's a different. This is a different
Yeah.
group.
Right. Different group, yeah. It is a different group, yeah. Yeah.
Here's a good story. I'm from the area in the United States where the railroads were built out to the west. It was a big story about that. And the Chinese came to build the railroads from the imperial Chinese dynasties, if you want to translate as I go.
Also dort, wo Dr. Lee Merritt herkommt, dort sind die großen Straßen gebaut worden und die Chinesen kamen damals dahin und taten dies unter dem chinesischen Königreich, noch wenn ich es richtig verstanden habe, wurden dort die Straßen dann
And
gebaut.
when the Chinese came to America in 1860, 1880, they had the long Chinese braid, that long braid that came down their back, the men.
Und als die Chinesen kamen, 1860, 1880, dann brachten sie die große, kann man das übersetzen? Eine große, what they brought? The Chinese brought what?
They had a hairstyle, it was a braid, it was a long single queue down their back. The braid that went down to the middle of the back.
Ein Pferdeschwanz, okay.
Okay. But that wasn't their hairstyle. They were Han Chinese, but they had been conquered by the Manchu.
Aha, aber
And
das war
they
gar
were
nicht ihr
forced.
ethnischer,
Go ahead.
das war gar nicht ihr Haarstil. Das waren Han-Chinesen und die wurden aber erobert und wurden gezwungen.
And that was called the Manchu queue, that braid.
Interesting.
And they were forced to wear it on penalty of death because it was submission to the Manchu dynasty.
Interesting.
Ja,
Okay.
und sie mussten das tragen, sonst war Todesstrafe, wenn sie es nicht taten. Und es bedeutete, dass also Zugehörigkeit oder Unterwürfigkeit eben zu den Eroberern.
And it was so important that the Chinese would send agents to America to make sure the Chinese men were wearing that hairstyle. And if they didn't, they'd kill them. They'd be killed over a hairstyle because it was a sign of submission.
Interesting.
Und da wurden dann auch
Interesting.
sogar Leute hingeschickt, wiederum nach China, die das überprüfen mussten, dass diese Chinesen auch diesen Haar so trugen. Und wer es nicht tat,
Töpfe.
wurde.
Töpfe trugen.
Bitte?
Zöpfe.
Zöpfe, ja, so ein Pferdeschwanz, so Zöpfe, ja, genau. Und
So
wenn sie es nicht taten, wurden sie getötet.
we shouldn't underestimate the meaning and the importance of symbols. And the mask is a symbol, and it is an occult symbol too.
Yeah, that's true.
Also diese Bedeutung nicht unterschätzen von solchen Symbolen und so, die Maske ist auch ein Symbol, ein Kultsymbol. And it's making you sick, this
Yeah,
mask.
it's making you sick. That's right.
Right, and it does. That's the other thing you always hear, well, they don't hurt anything. Why not wear it? They do hurt people.
Yeah.
They give you more chance of pneumonia and more upper respiratory illness.
Yeah.
And lots of other things besides the psychology.
Ja, also nicht nur psychologische Probleme treten auf durch das Tragen der Maske, sondern auch Atemwegsprobleme, Lungenprobleme und viele mehr.
And you know, looking at faces is extremely important to be human. That's how we interact with each other.
Yeah.
The biggest metabolic output of the brain is when you look at another human's face.
Ja. Das Wichtigste, was wir Menschen tun, weil wir es brauchen, um uns auch auszutauschen, ist, dass wir uns gegenseitig ins Gesicht schauen können.
I wonder what kind of psychological damage this will cause to babies, children, people, and how long will this decades to come?
Right. Here's the actual question. People, no matter if they disagree with us about all this or not, the real only question is, how many decades are you going to live like this?
Yeah, right.
Because viruses don't go away. And newsflash, we're in the age now of designer viruses.
Right.
So is this our gonna hiding in your basement, wearing a mask cannot be our answer.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Also die Frage ist, wie lange soll das weitergehen? Wie lange wollt ihr Masken tragen? Wir sind im Zeitalter, in dem Viren jetzt auch künstlich erzeugt werden. Viren gab es schon immer, wird schon. Wir können uns ja nicht ewig im Keller verstecken, aber ewig Maske tragen ist, ja, wer möchte das?
And, you know, I was making a point earlier that I think Americans are willing to fight, I mean, really fight, kinetically, with weapons, if this comes to it. But we don't have to, if we take it down now.
Yeah.
You know, if we, now all we have to do is just say no.
Yeah.
Right.
We're dealing with chemists. These aren't, you know, recon Marines. They're chemists and doctors. Just say no. They can't take over 7.8 billion of us.
That's too many people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also es geht da, wie sie schon vorher erwähnt hatte, es wird zu einem Kampf kommen, wenn hier kein Ende absieht. Aber es muss nicht zum Kampf kommen. Wir brauchen doch bloß Aufstehen und sagen, wir machen das nicht mehr mit. Nein. Und ja, was sollen sie denn gegen Milliarden von Menschen letztendlich ausrichten?
Yeah. And we have, everybody could be saved, and people die. We can't save every elderly person, but people shouldn't be dying needlessly of these things because we know how to treat it, we know how to prevent it. You know, for all their money, or for all their money that we give the CDC and the EMA, the European equivalent, I guess, they didn't tell us how to be safe.
That's true.
I'm going to tell you here in a minute. If you want to translate that, I don't know.
Es ist, muss niemand dran sterben. Natürlich sterben ältere Menschen auch, aber sie haben uns zum Beispiel nie gesagt, wie wir uns schützen letztendlich und wie wir eben gesund bleiben können.
The Indonesians showed, they looked at 800 people in their hospital and the people that ended up in the ICU or dead had a vitamin D level below 30. That's the real kicker. It's the vitamin D level. You had less than 4% of ending up in the ICU or dead if your vitamin D level was above 30.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Also es liegt, man hat es beobachtet an 800 Menschen, die von denen manche Vitamin D-Mangel hatten, so stark. Das sind die, die eher gestorben sind, als die, die über 30% an Vitamin D im Körper hatten.
Right. And half of the people that have died of COVID have a low zinc level, because you have to have zinc to protect yourself.
Und es ist nicht nur der massive Vitamin D-Mangel, sondern auch Zinkmangel, der dazu führt, dass man eher an dem sterben kann.
Mhm. And there are other things. Vitamin C throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
Quercetin, N-acetylcysteine. What's the other one I'm forgetting?
Zinc?
I think I said zinc.
Okay.
Zinc C, N-acetylcysteine.
Yeah.
Oh, here's, in fact, there's now people are starting to look at herbals and things, and it turns out that black cumin, which is called nigella in the Indian cooking, may have some hydroxychloroquine effect, may act like hydroxychloroquine to put zinc into the cells to kill viruses.
Wow. Interesting.
So there's lots of new things. I can't prove that one, but the other ones I know make a difference.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well,
okay. Also es gibt auch viele natürliche Heilmittel, die dazu führen, dass wir eigentlich genügend Zink dann zu uns nehmen oder auch wichtige Vitamine. Es bedarf gar nicht so viel. Und all das ist eigentlich da an Wissen und ja, nur uns wird es nicht zugänglich gemacht groß und wir werden darauf nicht hingewiesen.
Personally, all these lockdowns have nothing to do with health. They have to do with creating a permanent permanent police state, in my opinion.
Right. And actually, people are saying it makes your immune system worse.
It does.
It's certainly killing people from loneliness and depression and suicide you know, spousal abuse and all the things that are going up because of this lockdown.
Sure.
Yeah.
Also die Lockdowns sind nicht dafür gemacht, um uns gesund zu halten oder zu machen wieder, sondern ganz im Gegenteil, sie führen dazu, dass eben gerade hier das Immunsystem bei vielen runterfährt aufgrund Einsamkeit, aufgrund dieser Situation eben irgendwo immer eingesperrt zu sein, nicht raus zu können und so weiter.
The suicide rate here has gone up, I don't know, 3,000 or 4,000%.
Die Selbstmordrate ist 3,000 or 4,000%?
Das ist richtig.
Die Selbstmordrate ist 3,000 to 4,000% gestiegen.
This governor doesn't care. He wants people to die, I guess. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. And that's not universal, that number.
No.
But in Japan, they showed in 1 month, the suicides from this exceeded the death from COVID for the year.
Yeah, right.
Let's think about that. So you're not far wrong. Now, where I am, I don't think this, because we've ignored most of this. Okay, even if you said, okay, you're all in lockdown. Well, we went out in our yards, we gardened, you know, the farmers farmed their farms. I'm in a fairly rural area. So the big problem was the stress over the small businesses.
Yeah.
But people didn't, they went over and saw their neighbors. We didn't just do the lockdown, you know,
most of the time.
So, but suicide's a big problem because people are made to be afraid. And they don't know the way out of it.
Right.
Selbstmord ist eben das große Problem, weil Menschen Angst gemacht wird und dort eben die Raten enorm steigen.
And personally, before we had the understanding of this, we already knew about environmental changes you could make to decrease your risk of getting lots of viruses.
Right.
You know, for example, humidification. The reason we get viruses in the winter and people die in the winter of these, it's so dry. It's cold and dry. And so the viruses don't drop out of circulation. If you have humidity, when the humidity goes up, the viruses drop out of the air. Sure. So the one thing you can do, which our great grandparents knew, you humidify your air in the winter.
Yeah, right.
HEPA filters work. What's the other thing? The other thing is open up your, get fresh air. Don't keep recirculating the same stale air.
Right.
You know,
zum Beispiel, warum vor allen Dingen in der Winterzeit haben wir oft Viruserkrankungen, das hat mit dieser trockenen Luft zu tun. Und man kann ihn durch Luftfeuchtigkeit entgegenwirken, indem man eben zum Beispiel die Luft anfeuchtet, viel lüftet oder rausgeht. Das sind also eigentlich die Dinge, die man macht.
Dr. Merritt, I had heard that the bulk of Mr. Trump's support came from small businesses. And that's one reason why there's been a lockdown of small businesses versus the really large corporate businesses, which have been allowed to keep open.
I don't disagree with that.
Yeah.
And, you know, the problem is that I read a good book, and actually it came from Germany. It was Doing Business Under Fascism. And it's what we're experiencing here. You know, the big corporations, fascism isn't about killing anybody. It's an economic term. It means public-private partnership. And then the government chooses winners and losers with overregulation and taxes. Small businesses, we don't participate in government public-private partnership. So we don't have a leg up. We all just have to do it on our own. So yes, it's a big problem.
Yeah, right.
Großes Problem sind eben auch die Kleingeschäfte versus die großen Unternehmungen, die ja gestützt sind durch die Regierung und die Kleinen eher immer auch alleine dastehen mit allem, alleine gelassen sind. Und das ja, es ist nicht nur in den USA ein Problem, sondern auch hier in Europa.
In Italy, I've heard, maybe you know something about this, Gerhard and Saskia. Italy, 2 weeks ago, all restaurants in the 50,000 restaurants all opened at once. And the government couldn't do a thing about it. They said, okay. They stood up to them all at once. They couldn't do a thing.
In Italien haben vor 2 Wochen ungefähr 50,000 Restaurants gleichzeitig geöffnet und die Regierung konnte dagegen nichts unternehmen.
And they're still open today.
Und die sind bis heute geöffnet.
And that would work here and it would work for masks.
That's true.
If you Funny that story never made the front page of a Wall Street Journal or the New York Times or the ABC News, huh?
That's not even here. Nobody knows about it.
Yeah, right. In June 1942, the Nazis wanted to make all school teachers in Denmark teach Nazi doctrine to school children in Denmark. Every single teacher stood up and said no. They weren't able to do it. There were too many. Not one single teacher went to a concentration camp. Couldn't do it.
All the doctors... Go ahead.
1942 sollten viele Lehrer die Nazi-Doktrine lehren und da hat man sich gegen, haben sich die Lehrer dagegen gewehrt und man konnte nichts dagegen tun. Das haben sie also erfolgreich ablehnen können.
All the Dutch doctors turned in their medical license rather than participate.
Really?
All the Dutch doctors?
Huh? They said, we're not doing the euthanasia program. Boom, here's our license. They said, if you don't do it, we'll take away your license. Boom, they handed in the license. But guess what's happening today? Today, euthanasia is the Netherlands are the biggest because, and they all work for the government. The government owns medicine and they devalue.
I see.
They devalue, you know, deformed children and the elderly and people that aren't making tax payments. So I'm just saying that's a problem with the government healthcare. Everyone wants government healthcare, but that's a problem. But they were principled. The grandfathers and grandmothers of our current Dutch doctors were principled and they wouldn't go along.
Wow.
Yeah, okay.
That's great.
Die dänischen Doktoren haben damals, als ihnen auch was auferlegt wurde, was sie nicht tun sollen, haben dann ganz klar gesagt, wir legen unsere Lizenz nieder. Das waren so also die ersten, die sich dagegen gewehrt haben.
Dr. Merritt, we have about 5 minutes left or so, and I wanted to just give you this time to wrap up your beautiful interview. I really appreciate you being on my show today.
I guess the only thing I would add is I just don't want people to be afraid because I think they should, you know, don't demand safety from your government. Demand freedom to have the treatment you want.
Right.
Because with freedom, we would have hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, and you wouldn't have to be afraid. There's no reason to be afraid of this.
Right, yeah.
We have to if you want to get out of the pandemic, which is not really a pandemic, just turn off your television, turn off the mainstream news, go to the alternative media like this. Take your supplements that we know work. Go back and hug your family, see your grandparents, get rid of your mask and open your business.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. God bless the Italians for doing that.
Yeah, that's absolutely.
Awesome. That's awesome. And you know, I think we're gonna be better once we realize what's really happened to us, the motives and what's actually been causing this. We're going to be so upset about that we are going to take our world back.
That's true.
I think we're doing it now. Honestly still think there's still an American military move here that we're all over. Look at Myanmar. I think there's a take back, but this is their last ditch effort to keep that take back from happening. And we can't go down over a stupid virus.
No, we won't.
Was
Dr. Lee Merritt jetzt noch kurz zusammenfasst, ist, habt keine Angst. Verlangt Frieden, Freiheit von eurer Regierung, verlangt Medikamente, die helfen. Nehmt die Masken ab, habt keine Angst, geht nicht mehr auf Abstand, umarmt eure Familien, umarmt eure älteren Mitbürger. Ja, wacht auf, macht eure Geschäfte auf und lebt wieder das Leben, was ihr leben wollt. Ja, I agree totally with you, Dr. Lee Merritt. Thank you so much.
Well, Dr. Merritt's website is www.drlemerritt.com.
Die Webseite ist www.drlemerritt.com.
Right.
ITT, I hope you said.
Right.
So And also on the website, we have the information on how to help yourself be healthy and the right things to do, environmental changes you can make, all the things you can do to avoid being sick. And
auf dieser Website sind alle Informationen darüber, wie ihr gesund bleibt, was ihr tun könnt, um auch weiterhin gesund zu bleiben, wie ihr vermeidet, euch überhaupt damit anstecken zu können und so weiter und so fort.
Ja. Yeah. And Dr. Merritt, I've enjoyed talking to you with you so much today. I hope it's okay to ask, but how would you like to come on my Spanish show next weekend?
Oh, no, I'm happy to do that. I hope okay. I hope you'll tell me more about my future. No, and the future.
No, I can. I do lotto numbers on Monday. Oh, it's Monday, isn't it? Oh.
Oh, my husband's pretty lucky on that stuff. I don't get involved.
Okay. No, right. No. I'd love to have you on my Spanish show next Saturday. It's at 3 p.m.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, great. That's a different audience.
We'll talk in between.
Okay, great. It's a different audience, Mexico, Central, and South America. So,
well, that's more our time zone, my time zone, I think.
Yeah, it's your time. It's definitely, it's actually, it is correct. Mexico City is in the same time zone. So that works fine.
Well, very nice. Thanks. Nice meeting you all. And thanks for having me.
Yeah, you were great. You were
Thank
great.
You so much. You're great. You're a light worker.
Oh.
And you're doing a great job. Thank you
great
so
job.
Much.
I want to ask to be polite. We got 2 minutes left. Gerhard, any questions for Dr. Merritt?
No, wonderful. Thank you very much. It was very interesting, and I can agree to all the points.
Okay. Wunderbar, Michael. All right,
so
great.
We könnten die deutschen und die österreichischen Ärzte mit Ihnen vernetzen, Saskia.
Yeah, we could connect German and Austrian doctors with you.
I'd love it.
Yeah?
I would love it. That would be a great time.
Okay. So let's see how we can do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I, you know, my family name is Schoenfeld. I wish I knew German. I could be more useful, but that's one language I never learned.
Really?
You look like a German.
Yeah, they were from Westphalia. The Schoenfelds and the Morses. So
wow. What is your email address then? Is it to find on your website?
Sorry, that?
Your email address.
Oh, my email address. info@enlightenomaha.com.
We can find it on your webpage?
I think it should be. If not, I will make sure it gets posted today.
Perfect. So,
yeah, I will make sure it gets up there. I thought it was up there.
info@enlightenment?
EnlightenOmaha.com.
EnlightenOmaha. Okay.
Right. That's my business name. So it's easy. I have somebody that helps me sort through the emails on that site.
Okay. Great. Great. Awesome. And I think I can help get you an interview in Japan too, if you want. So we're going worldwide on this one. So.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And Australia. You like Australia? The great people down there. I'll set up some interviews for you.
Okay, but, yeah. I was thinking of the Japanese response, but yeah. Okay. I got that. I can say a few things in Japanese.
Yeah, right.
Right.
All right. But we'll see. Thank you so much.
Okay, my friends. Okay. All right. Okay, Gerhard, everybody, Saskia, Dr. Merritt, thank you so much for listening today and making this a fantastic show.
Vielen Dank an alle. Vielen Dank an alle Zuhörer. Es war eine großartige Show. Bis zum nächsten Mal. Vielen Dank.
Bye-bye. Danke.
Bye-bye.
Vielen Dank, my friends. Bye-bye. Tschüss.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Tschüss. Thank you so much, Saskia, Gerhard.
Thank you.
Dr. Merritt.
Thank you.
Koete Milky Way Hito wa Nase Chikyu ni Kita no Doko kara Kite Doko e Yuku no Nan no All we need is a thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Good to talk, my friend.
Ciao.
Bye-bye.